And therefore, we need to think in this country, what is our responsibility? And I say, yes, we elected Obama. There is nothing wrong of what our consideration of the options that were provided for us. We have the donkey and the elephant. And the elephant, we know, have created much havoc as they moved around the world. And therefore, we looked at from irrational self-interest of which is better, the donkey or the elephant. And therefore, we opted for the donkey in place of the elephant. But that doesn't mean that we leave them roaming on their own accords. It means that we have to be doubly engaged. Just because we have the Democrats in there, just because we have a Democratic leadership in there, doesn't mean that you go home and think that it's gonna be a better world tomorrow. If anything, you should be more concerned that it will be a worse day tomorrow, because your opposition is understandable where they're coming from. It's your friends who might strike deals inside the rooms to guarantee their future political career. And from now, the ticking clock is about the next election, and you need to understand that political dynamics.
Talk about it.
Meaning you need to push Obama further. You need to push Pelosi further. You need to push all these Democratic leadership further so they would not negotiate your rights away. And we already know that they have done so. They have done so domestically. They rescued the banks, but not the auto workers. They rescued the real estate moguls in this country and the corporations, big and wide, but they didn't rescue the employees. Every day in this country, we have 10,000 that go out in the street. For me, those are 10,000 Palestinians. You just have to realize and make a connection between the symbolism. In Palestine, they're forced by the military machine. In this country, they're forced out by the corporate machine. Both are part of the same configuration, and we need to make that connection in this country. So there is Palestine in every neighborhood. There is a Palestine in Stockton. There's Palestine in Tracy, there's Palestine in Brentwood, there's Palestine in San Diego, where people are going today. They will not be in their households. They will be evicted by a piece of paper, just like the Palestinians were evicted by Resolution 181, signed by people who had not visited Palestine, nor cared about the Palestinians. The same dynamics. You just don't need to understand the connections. They want you to make a difference, to say that they are different than us, and you need to realize that we are one and the same. And therefore, the palaces are there, are connected to here. The same ones who are sitting at the table, the same ones that are signing the checks, the same ones that are lobbying each other, are the same ones that are causing and making the effect. And therefore, we need to be doubly on guard, doubly effective in our work. We need to take action in this country as never before. We need to sit in these congressmen and congresswomen's offices. We need to go to the school boards. We need to have effective campaigns in school boards, because the empire of the future is being educated in the classroom today. If you don't understand that, then you don't understand political education that is being done every day. We need to understand that we need to change the curriculums that our kids are being educated in the classroom. Because at the classroom, we're actually creating the future generation that wants to march on the world and act as their forefathers did. They want to have conquest. They want to be flying in the airplanes that bomb from abroad. They want to have the aggrandizement of being part of the empire machinery. And therefore, I think you need to take over these boards of education. You need to change curriculum. It's not enough to work at one aspect of the political process. Electing Obama is one aspect, but changing our culture of domination, our culture of number one, our culture of being the world power, our culture of world champions of basketball, a world champion of baseball, a world champion of football, where we don't play anybody other than ourselves, which is a sure symbolic nature of what power is. power only recognizes itself. It only dances with itself. It looks at the mirror itself. It's full with emptiness and vanity. And it's time for us to shatter the mirrors out there that only sees itself nothing but vanity and nothing but emptiness. Nothing that is a part of a humanity, but empty dishumanity. And it is our responsibility because we are participant by our silence. We are participant by our consent. If you pay your taxes, you're consenting to the machinery. If you are educating your kid to in the classroom, you're part of the machinery. If you go into the university to aspire for a cubicle, you are part of the machinery. It is time for us to recognize that you are either part of the solution or part of the problem. And for many people in this country, they have been part of the problem because they think this world is about an SUV, a microwave oven, a trip to Safeway, something that they could 50% off, 50% off of the world. It does not mean that you are actually getting 50%. You are actually taking more than 90% of the world resources. And for us, we need to have fundamental change. So that's my message to you, that we need to make the connection and you need to act in every way possible and never accept silence as a solution. Be loud. Speak, talk to your neighbor, talk to your friend, everyone on your list, on email. And I will finish with the following: silent people never make history. It's only people who speak. People who speak make history. We never read in the book or any book that such and such person for 60 years didn't say a word, and that's why we're celebrating his importance in history. We read of people that spoke truth to power. From the prophetic tradition of Jesus, Moses, or any of the prophets that you believe in, or the political leadership, they speak truth to power, and that's why we read them. That's why we carry their picture. That's why we put them on stamps. That's why we have boulevards named in their name. That's why we have buildings embracing their own names, and that's why we call our kids Shay, and we call them with different names because we understand that they stood when it counted. They stood when it counted. So speak truth to power and don't be silent. Assalamu alaikum.